Let's start. This is Eric Tading on Susan Reagan. S-U-S-A-N, Susan Reagan, R-E-G-A-N. Date of birth, Reagan, R-E-G-A-N, as in Robert. Date of birth is 4-7-49. Date of visit is 9-12-24. Isn't a copy for Stephanie Sanchez, APRN. Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, Sanchez, S-A-N-C-H-E-Z. Date of birth was 4-7-49. Next paragraph, dear Stephanie, thank you for sending Susan Reagan for primary evaluation. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a certified lady who had experienced right shoulder pain, was treated for an episode of pneumonia. The patient has had some sinus drainage, post nasal drip, and a cough. I was sent for a CT chest 6 months ago. I'm sorry, CT chest on 2/29/24, which showed a 1.7 by 1.5 centimeter subpleural nodule in the right lower lobe next to the fissure. There were calcified pleural plaques on the right side of the chest and underlying emphysema with scarring and an abdominal wall hernia. Period. The patient has had no cough but has sinus drainage, post nasal drip, and occasional wheezing. She has used a nasal spray for nasal congestion, but does not use any inhalers. She has gained weight, and she has reflux symptoms, denies nausea, vomiting. Next paragraph, past history has included history for fracture of the right hand in 2022. Also had inguinal hernia repair in 2018, C-section in 81. And she has hypothyroidism and hyperlipidemia. Also had carpal tunnel surgery. Next paragraph, allergies. None listed. Next, habits. The patient smoked 5 to 15 cigarettes per day for about 25 years. I'm sorry, for over 50 years. No alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Father had a history of asbestosis. Mother died of old age. Next paragraph. System review. The patient denies fatigue, fever, or weight loss. No cataracts or glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. Has no urinary frequency, flank pains. She has no shortness of breath, but has some cough. No abdominal pains, but has reflux, no nausea, vomiting. There's no jaw pain or calf muscle pains, and no leg edema. She has no depression or anxiety, denies bruising. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, medalist, Synthroid 100 micrograms daily, Rosuvastatin 20 milligrams daily, and Flonase nasal spray. Two sprays in each nostril. Next, physical exam, this moderately overweight elderly white female is alert, pale, no acute distress. Blood pressure 138 by 80, pulse 100, respiration is 22, tension 97.5. Weight is 240, saturation 97. HEND are non-sphalic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. There are few visas anteriorly on the left. Heart, the arthrons are irregular, no movement, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly. Extremities, no lesions, no edema. And normal reflexes, there are no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. Right lung nodule, etiology undetermined. Number two is hypothyroidism. Number three, exogenous obesity, rule out OSA. Number four is chronic back pain. And number five is hyperlipidemia. Next, plant patient was advised to get a PET CT to evaluate the lung nodule and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She has been advised to use an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN, if she is short of breath. And weight loss we discussed, as well as doing a polysomnogram and a follow-up visit period in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Can you please add in the history section, allergies, no drug allergies. Please add that in the history section, please. Yes, Dr. D'Souza. Please make a copy for Stephanie Sanchez, RN, APRN. Stephanie Sanchez, S-A-N-C-H-E-Z, APRN. Thank you.